Architecture Talks, the podcast about architecture from Jung.
In a few years, there will be a request. Why don't you have a VR solution in the hotel yet?
The Future Hotel Innovation Network, as a part of the Fraunhofer Institute, is the leading think tank and innovation laboratory for research and development of pioneering hotel solutions. This network of experts has been researching for over 10 years and is currently in its sixth research phase. The main parts of the research areas are topics like future hotel room, current and future needs of guests, new work environment within the hotel, the use and potential of technology in the hotel industry, and digital transformation, such as innovative concepts. Even before the pandemic, there were many innovations in the hotel industry. Is the crisis the great opportunity to bring new ideas and concepts to the hotel market? Today, we, Katrina and Diane from Jung, are talking to Professor Dr. Vanessa Borgmann, Head of Research Hotel and Tourism at the Fraunhofer Institute of Industrial Engineering.
Hello and welcome to our Jung Architecture Talks podcast. It's great to have you with us, Vanessa.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you for having me.
Katerina was already mentioning it, the Future Hotel. Tell us a little bit more about the Future Hotel research project, and maybe let's talk a little about the topics you're working on within that project.
It all started, as Katerina mentioned, more than 10 years ago. In 2006, researchers from the Fraunhofer Institute came together with representatives from the German hotel industry. And in several workshops, we discussed the megatrends and trends and how they affect the hotel industry tomorrow and the days after tomorrow. And it was clear that there will be a massive impact from different megatrends, talking about digitalization, sustainability solutions, a shift in needs and requirements in our society in general, but also in terms of the travelers. So many more trends were in our focus, but I think these are the most important ones. And it was clear from the early beginning of this situation and the discussions that there is a lot to do. And that's the reason why we are researching for more than 10 years now in those different fields of research. And we already had great findings in different fields. We had great approaches that have an impact on the hotel industry today already, but there's still much more to do. And what is it all about? We are researching trends and developments in our society. We come up with innovative concepts and solutions. We reflect these ideas and innovations with people from the industry, because the hoteliers are the ones that have to apply it to their hotel business later on. The industry partners have to apply it to their product development. So it's very important for us as researchers to reflect our findings and ideas with those people. And this is what Future Hotel, what the network is all about. It's about bringing together interdisciplinary people, cross-disciplinary, and bringing ideas to life.
Vanessa, in an interview, you once said, the smart hotel concept stands for a network, technical one-system solution that improves comfort and the quality of well-being, safety, and energy efficiency in a hotel. This exhibits a high degree of automation through digitalization, and the use of digital data makes a significant contribution here. What does smart mean in general and particularly for a hotel?
Smart means interconnected, holistic solutions. Smart means that you come up with different software and hardware solutions and you bring them together in an ecosystem where everything is interconnected. So you have a high potential using data and reacting on real-time needs and real-time situations in a hotel. So this is very theoretical. To give an example, if you are able to see that a hotel guest just left the room and you can give this information in real time to the housekeeping department and they see, okay, the room is empty. So the whole planning of their work can be changed in real time. You have a new style of organization. This has a positive effect on the work environment and the work processes in a hotel. It's all based on data and the interconnection of different technological systems.
Bruno Marti once said that smart technology should enhance the emotional hotel experience and not be in the forefront. I think you know him very well, as he's like part of the Future Hotel group. What should hotel operators consider when implementing a smart hotel concept?
That's true. What Bruno mentioned, we also quoted it in our study about the smart hotel room. What is it about? We have a lot of new technologies. Just to give you a feeling, how long are we working with the internet? It's not so long. We still have people out there that grew up without having the internet around them. So all these developments, the digital transformation is quite a new phenomenon. And many people expect that we have ripe and proved solutions out there. But that's not true yet. We still have many, many developments and efforts in bringing technology more to a human-centric solution. Human-centric means that people can intuitively use the technology and do not need to learn how to use a certain product or an item or a display surface, for example. So we are still in a transition phase to bring technology to a more human level and make it easier for the people to use this technology. If I'm entering a hotel space for the first time, which happens to most of the hotel guests, and the first thing is that I have to learn about how to use it. How can I use the displays, the lighting system, the switches? Then it's not a human-centric design. So this is all what Bruno mentioned in his quote, make it human-centric, understand what are the people's needs in a certain situation, and apply technology to these needs and requirements. There's still a lot of work to do and a lot to research also in this field, because many technologies are very new. They have a strong potential for the hotel industry, but in the application, most of the people are not ready to use these technologies yet.
Do you difference within like more the touristical hotel sector and the business hotel sectors thinking about this digitalization? Because I think the people are using these kind of technical stuff a little bit different, no?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because when we started with our research and we came up with solutions like the smartphone-based check-in process in a hotel, for example, most of the hoteliers gave us a feedback that this is more a solution for business travelers because they are more used to travel based on the internet, search for information and make their bookings based on the internet. But I have to say, no, there's no difference because we are talking about the same people, the same guests. Sometimes they are in a business context. Sometimes they are in a holiday context, they are on vacation. Also on vacation, people are using their smartphones. And I think it was only for a few years that there was more progress in the business travel context because companies and their travel departments, they pushed this trend and this development. But today we see that topics like the digital check-in are also happening in the leisure context. So in the near future, in the next 5 years, I think also due to the COVID pandemic, we will see more and more hotels in the leisure context that apply digital solutions. And the difference between what was formerly more connected with the business hotels will disappear more and more. We will have digital smart hotels in both worlds, the business and the leisure world.
Well, meanwhile, we're working with expressions like leisure, expressing the combination of business and leisure. So there actually you see that they are really growing together, those to kinds of guests.
And experience worlds. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's the same guest, sometimes more in a leisure context, sometimes more in a business context. And there will be people on leisure holidays and decide, I don't want to use the internet for the next 3 days, for the next 5 days. I don't use my smartphone because I need what is called the digital detox. But it is the decision of the traveler and not the decision of the hotelier if a hotel guest has access to the internet and uses the smartphone or not. Yeah, I think those two worlds, they are mixed, they are augmented already. And so the expectations of the travelers on the different hotel settings are more and more the same.
Also, while researching, we found two keywords like storyscaping and XR technology. And actually, you'd rather expect these buzzwords referring to the entertainment industry rather than the hotel industry. But what does this have to do with the hotel of the future?
As we just discussed about the smart hotel solutions, we will have more and more smart service situations in a hotel. I would say hotels become more equal because they all use the same kind of technology. They all apply the same style of digital smart services. So there's less differentiation potential. Formerly, you knew that in a luxury hotel, 5-star, you will have the concierge at the front door. You will have certain services as a differentiation factor compared to a budget design hotel, for example. With digitalization, even in the budget segment, you can offer certain services that were formerly known for the luxury industry because they are accessible easily by using digital technology. So what will be the differentiation factor of the hotel of the future? It's all about experiences. When we talk about experiences, it's about how can you bring identity of a hotel or of a place, of a city, into a certain space. And this is when we talk about storyscaping. Many people already work with the topic of storytelling in their marketing, for example. But what does it mean for a space, for architecture? It means that also interior environments can tell you stories. They can tell you stories by the design, the furniture. And when it comes to smart environments, you can have walls that are talking to you while passing by. You can have portraits of people on the wall and they are interacting with you like art pieces. We know this from the museum sector very well. You have interactive objects and interactive situations. Why don't tell you stories inside of the spaces where people really spend their time? This is a new touch point, probably not so new, but in this way, how you apply it, this is a new solution because it's a mixture or an augmentation of technology, digital information, and the real physical space. And this is what we call storyscaping, coming up with experience-scapes where you can transport these stories. And you also mentioned XR technology, which is the headline over technologies like augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed realities as well. And this also serves as a tool to come up with these storyscaping situations, but also to bring the hotel in the virtual realm. Because so far we only had the physical spaces, and in the digital realm, you had a website, a digital representation of the hotel, but let's say it this way, this was quite boring. With the help of XR technology, you can come up with completely new experiences. The hotel will have a representation in the virtual realm that can be very interactive, very personalized. And it's not only about having 360 walkthroughs through a hotel. It's much more. There's so much more potential. And we just see what can be application fields of this technology in a hotel, but we are still far away from using it. So this is really a very interesting technology for the future hotel.
Yeah, there are only very single examples. We also saw them together during our European future hotel travels. And there are only a few examples you can really see where digitalization or this storyscaping or the XR technology is already used in the space.
Yeah, true. Also, it's not really a new technology. At Fraunhofer, we work with this technology since 40 years. But now it comes into the field of application. Now people can afford to buy VR glasses or AR glasses. It becomes more and more popular. And it's not that a hotel guest is afraid when there's a VR glass application in a hotel. People learn it and they know about it. And in a few years, there will be a request. Why don't you have a VR solution in the hotel yet? That's so common now. So that's a trend. And there are interesting possibilities because you can come up with solutions, for example, with augmented reality solutions in real time, and they can be personalized depending on the specific situation for a hotel guest. But now we can also talk about the employees because you can support the work of an employee by using augmented reality and support this employee in certain situations by delivering information in the right language, in the right design. There is huge potential with this technology.
That sounds really interesting. But let's move back to the analog world. So the hotel industry also belongs to the so-called high-touch industry because of its numerous possibilities of personal contact and human interaction. Now everyone is talking about the low-touch economy as a part of the new normal. An economy based on reduced close contact interactions and strict travel and hygiene restrictions. How are we supposed to manage this challenge in future?
I think it's corresponding to what we just talked about, because high touch means that you have many, many touch points with your guest, with your customer. You have many situations where you have an interaction. And I am not really sure if we talk about low-touch economy, especially in times of the pandemics now, we see that certain touch points are not existing anymore. And I strongly believe that this will be our future because we will have more digitalization in the services themselves. So more and more of the physical touch points will disappear by applying more and more digitalization. Let's bring an example. The reception of a hotel is more and more disappearing in new hotel concepts. But I'm not so sure if we can say that we will have a low-touch economy in the hotel sector because we will have much more touch points by using digital solutions. So again, it's a shift. It's a transformation that is happening. And it's not that a hotel will have less contact with the customer, but a different contact in different kinds of situations. That's the shift. That's the transformation.
Your recent publication, The Smart Resilient Hotel, analyzes four fields of action to approach digitalization, right? So the first one is smart service, new work, digital business, and followed by smart building. New work and hotel. Does that only refer to processes and procedures inside the hotel? Or is it a new hybrid emerging here between the workplace and the hotel experience?
This is really an important field of action for the hotel businesses these days. We talk about new work in different industries since many years. We started, Katharina, both of us together, a research at Fraunhofer Future Hotel project some years ago, and we already focused on the opportunities by applying new work and more flexible work situations to the hotel businesses. And we came up with a survey among the people who work in the hospitality industry. More than 4,000 people answered this survey. And our objective was to figure out, are they ready for new work? Is there a need for new solutions in the work environment in the hotel industry? And there is a need. We see that people ask for more digital tools, that support their daily work process. People ask for a different style of learning. They want to have learning nuggets that apply them during their work and don't want to be on daily seminars, for example, or week-long seminars. So the access to information and learning should be more easy than it is today. We also had our focus on the flexibilization in terms of spatial flexibility. Where am I going to work? Do I have to be inside the hotel? What about home office? What about working in a co-working space, for example? We talked about flexibility in time. Is it possible that people, that teams agree on their working hours per day by using a digital tool and having agreements in the teams themselves without a manager that needs to control? And you can say that there are some job profiles in the hospitality industry that can easily apply these new work solutions and concepts. Those who work with a lot of knowledge, those who work in the management sector. It's not so easy when we talk about the workday of a chef or people in the restaurant. But what we can say and what we can see is that every job profile in the hospitality sector is experiencing change. And there will be new concepts coming from the new work development. I also see it in my work with students these days and alliances in the hospitality sector. More and more people focus now on the different solutions that could improve the work environment in a hotel. And I'm very confident that there will be change because there needs to be change. Now in the pandemic, we see that many people are leaving the hotels. They are working in different sectors. We have a change going on because there's more and more digitalization and less people are needed in a hotel. There is a change ongoing, but we will have staff in a hotel of the future, but it will be different. The expectations on the staff and the work processes will change, definitely. And it is all about working hand in hand with digital solutions in every job profile.
So working with your students, you actually work with the staff of the future, whatever they will do. Can you describe a little bit more what you work on with your students to prepare them for the future of the hotel?
Actually, it's a lot about digitalization and the use of technology, because in the field of hotel management, to be honest, it's interesting to see that those people who grew up with the internet and all the digital tools are still not so confident with technology. They are still very shy in trying out technology and using it. For sure, they are using the internet and they know about computer games and certain applications and know much more about different apps than I do. But if it comes to the application in the hotel sector, there's not so much knowledge out there. And I wish we could improve the education in terms of having more corporations with technology companies like Jung, for example, and bringing this knowledge and a laboratory in this field of education where young people can really try out technology, can start to code, can start to interact with technology. We have hackathons now out there, but make it easy to access the world of technology. I think this is something where we still can improve a lot in the education system. And this is actually what I'm working with my students on, about understanding the potential of technology, how to apply it, and how to improve the hotel business by using technology and digitalization. And for sure, we also discuss what is the chance and the opportunity of using technology and digitalization. Is it good for our humanity or are there ethical topics to discuss? What about big data and artificial intelligence? Is it a threat to humanity or is it a huge opportunity also to conquer our sustainability problems?
That's a good question. And I think the young generation is not really thinking about threats. They're much more open to the technical issues than we are.
Yes and no. They are open. They are suspicious. But I experienced a lot of discussions already with young people from all around the world, because I'm teaching in master classes and people come from Africa, from India, from Asia, from all around the globe. And it's interesting to see that people have a bad feeling when they talk about some topics with their friends they never talked about before. And the next day they experience that they get certain offers on their smartphone and they experience there's something going on. They have no idea what is going on, but it's kind of scary that what you are talking about might be detected, might be used for certain marketing offers later on. And I think this is where also young people have intuitively a strong feeling that this is not the right solution. This is not a good way.
Yeah, and it's another braveness than we know from before. So it's more suspicious than curiosity.
Yeah, there is a shift in the mindset, I think. And they accept technology, but they want to know what is it all about? What is it for? What is the outcome? And also, what are potential threats?
Mm-hmm. We do have a last question, which might be maybe a little personal. As you're very experienced within the hotel scene during the last years, we are very curious to know about what is your insider tip for a hotel? Where should we definitely plan a stay when it's possible again?
I would say, and this matches with our research, it's always a matter of who is asking me where to stay and where to go, and what is the situation of the travel circumstances. Is it a business travel? Is it leisure travel? Is it a holiday? I have some favorites. I really like the small lodges in Costa Rica, personally, because they are in the middle of the jungle. They are very, very original and authentic. And you are just part of the nature. I really like this experience. When we look at European hotels, I like the more creative ones with a creative design and let's say the 25 hours hotel, because we talked about Bruno Marti. I like in the Alps, Mama Tresel as a very special and unique hotel concept. There are many hotels that are really beautiful. And this is also why I love to work for this industry, because it's not only one interesting hotel out there. There are so many and many more to come in the next years, many interesting concepts. And I wish we can restart with traveling and experience all these very unique and beautiful places.
I'm ready to book my ticket whenever we are possible to leave.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a really wonderful closing for our podcast as well. Thank you for the variety of possibilities to travel too. Thank you so much for sharing your time and thoughts with us, Vanessa.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. It was great talking to you.
And we're looking forward to share our upcoming Jung Architecture Talks podcasts with all of you. So stay tuned on jung.de/podcasts.